for 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Welcome. This is hour number four of Rosie on the House, our 10 o'clock hour, what we call our On the House Hour, where we dive deep into one specific topic for an entire month now, following the introduction of our home maintenance calendar. This really allows us to take one topic and dissect it from multiple angles. There's a lot of times we get into a category and 1 hour of broadcasting just isn't enough for us. We're designating a whole month to it now, and it's been something we started with our 30th anniversary in 2018, and it's been working, so we're going to keep doing it. And to do that this month, if you're looking at your home maintenance calendar right now, you can get your free copy by emailing us at info@rosieonthehouse.com, and we'll add you to our mailing list, and you'll get it complimentary, and you'll be on that mailing list and get our updated version every single year until you ask to stop receiving it. But those that already have it, you're looking at Todd Whitaker Drywall, one of our key champions in this concept of universal design. You've heard us talking about aging in place all month long. Our partner's Todd Whitaker Drywall. There's a lot more than just drywall in that name, Todd.
There is, yeah. So hence that name, 24 years ago or so. We're more TWD, design, build, remodel now.
You know us. Still Squaw Peak Parkway. It's still Bank One Ballpark. It's still Blockbuster Desert Sky Pavilion.
Yeah, so yeah, to lose that name, I don't know. We would probably lose some customers, but the TWD design, build, remodel is the way we're going now. I've also brought Ron LaBrie here, who happens to be my design manager. So we're ready for all the design, build, remodel stuff that you've got. This happens to be universal design, and we're both very educated in universal design, and I think that's the way things are kind of rolling out. Even on our millennials, so to speak, we're still designing stuff to where possibly, you know, universal design is for anyone and everyone. It's not just people think it's maybe ADA stuff. It's really not. It's for each and every person that walks into that house can use whatever they have in that house.
And we'll talk about that throughout this hour, but let's start with the development of universal design. Where did that come from? And I think if we look over the last 100 years of development in housing, it's just a development of where we're at. Housing's changed a lot from, you know, the Industrial Revolution. Then you had the wars and the booms and the explosion and the demand for housing. You've got urban sprawl that's been a factor. You've got vertical development in these major cities that thankfully we don't have in Arizona, like L.A. and New York and Chicago, that are mountains of apartments and
condos.
Well,
you can, Romy, drive by developments now and see, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 cars in front of homes nowadays. So, you know, people have, you know, during the downturn, whatever you call it, they've moved in with each other. They've moved together. They've brought family members in that aren't as fortunate. But people are living together. So universal design is a huge, huge factor in the remodel business right now.
And it takes away from the concept of developing a short-time need, whether it's, you know, 100,000 new houses for returning war veterans or, you know, the need of condos and sky-rises to complement, everybody graduating to college downtown, or whether it's urban sprawl. This universal design incorporates all those different areas of life, so you can live in your home start to finish. It's
Absolutely.
Not a short-term solution to this housing crisis. It's a
long-term solution
to your lifestyle.
Yeah, it's to remodel with the knowing that you're going to stay in that home.
Well, and also take a look at the new developments, the new builds that are out there. Almost every development that you see in the valley, 60% of the homes at least are going to be single story houses where people can then grow old in those homes.
And single story is a big part of that. You know, stairs are a big challenge for young and old.
It is.
Or middle age with
For me it is. I'll never live in another two-story as long as I live.
Well, and a lot of people think about, you know, steps as a deterrent for somebody in a wheelchair. Well, think about somebody, a millennial with a stroller and a newborn trying to get upstairs or even just a single step on a front door stoop.
Yeah, stairs are not our friend in housing.
No, they're not.
There's a reason Montezuma's castle is abandoned.
There you go. Now, it's, one important factor in universal design is to make sure that you do have livable quarters on the first floor, rather you're in a two-story, three-story, whatever you have. You will want to have a bathroom downstairs, a bedroom downstairs, just for the, you know, if you're only disabled permanently, or if you're, you know, you broke a leg or something, you don't want to be walking upstairs.
My great grandmother, when she was still with us, lived in a three-story condo on the North Shore of New Orleans, and what they call, I'm drawing a blank, Gary. What's the north side of New Orleans? Covington.
Covington, Mandeville.
Yeah.
The North Shore.
The North Shore.
Disabled, in a wheelchair. I mean, she's in her 90s.
Yeah.
And it was the saddest thing to bring her to her bed because you had to push her in a wheelchair into an elevator that she couldn't move, couldn't turn around. You had to, you know, hit it up to the third floor, which the elevator usually got there before you did, running up the three stairs. And I say you, I mean, and we as kids could do it, but her caretaker was in her 50s. It took her, so you get up there and the elevator's door open there. She's just sitting there looking at the elevator door, waiting to come back, get pulled back out to take to bed. I mean, it's.
Yeah, that's.
It's hard.
It is hard
to see that.
It is hard to see that. And that's one of, like I said, one of the things that you want to make sure you have is ground level restroom sleeping quarters.
Well, the only time I propose in two stories is putting in a basement in for storage, and you know, not a daily use thing. Yeah. But that's a big expense. You just have to. That's a whole nother story
there
for another
a whole
time.
Other story, yeah.
Well, and here in Arizona, luckily we're lucky enough to have an abundance of land still. Whereas in the Northwest and also in the Northeast, they're pretty compacted, and so you're having to deal with the space available, and therefore an elevator would be necessary in the design for universal design.
Now, through this whole development of the concept of universal design, there are seven principles that have been established to kind of govern the whole concept. Let's run through those real quick. Ron, you want to do those, or Todd, which one of y'all want to take the lead on that? And
Yeah, so there are seven principles, one of them being equitable use. So that's simply put as anyone can use whatever you have in that home. Number two is flexibility in use. Same kind of analogy as far as, you know, you have to be flexible for whomever comes into that home.
Like placing the microwave at a level that your child can then use, albeit having control locks for.
You know where I'm thinking on equitable and flexible both is a shower. Walk into a shower.
Yep.
I don't think my four-year-old could turn on the knobs of the shower.
Exactly.
I don't know if she can reach them.
Yeah, so you're going to have those kind of things that you have to deal with. One big thing in universal design is when you meet the customers, you want to have the customers and family members, relatives that may be visiting. You want to kind of design it around everybody whom is in that family. That being said, then you go to simple and intuitive use. So that's going to be just like it says. It's you want to make things simple for people, whomever it may be. Rather, you're talking about your four-year-old, or you're talking about grandma who came in from Minnesota or whatever. You know what I mean?
An example of that would be backlit light switches, so that you could see those, so that you can see offhand that that's what that is. Easy controls on a range, easy controls on plumbing fixtures.
I like that easy control on a range. Turn it to 350 bake. Why do I have to press seven buttons to get me to 350? Why is that such a complicated task?
In universal design too, they have also timers that you put on deals. You know, if you're cooking
awesome.
Or, you know, especially stovetops. You want those things to shut off if you've forgotten about whatever it may be you're cooking, or you pull the pan, you know, well, it'll shut down itself.
Turning off is a big thing, but time delay starts. Yep. I love. You put together your meal, we get out, we put it in the oven, set a time delay for 3 hours, we get out. By the time we get everyone saddled in the arena and riding, you know, then, you know, 3 o'clock it kicks on. By the time it all comes up, well, dinner's ready when we come back in, and it's safely turned off. I mean,
absolutely.
Not only the safety turn-off, but the time delay start are huge, and that can apply to family functions around Easter, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, whatever the case may be. That universal design goes to entertaining, which is what you've got to do together to all live together.
You betcha, man. Yep.
You can't put all five of those people driving all those vehicles in one home and not have some entertainment. Your quality of life would be lacking.
No, I hear you.
All right, so that is that's only the principle three. We'll cover the next four after this and continue on our concept of universal design and amount of talking points y'all have brought to us. We're gonna have to speed up our pace here, which is my fault.
That's all good, yeah.
Kind of got detoured on a few bunny trails, but we'll get focused. And it's a great thing. I think it's a great concept, and it's something that if we'd have, as the industry, started this 50 years ago instead of 20 years ago, we'd be a lot better off. But the good news is we've started it, and where this can help long-term when we're talking universal design is, and you were mentioning millennials, putting millennials in place to take over the home for that aging parent who, you're creating heirloom residences now, not just heirloom pianos or whatever. Our homes, this is bringing an heirloom
concept. The thing about
concept.
Universal design too, Romy, is you can design it today, and you won't even realize until you need it tomorrow that how easy it is to change up things and, you know, for the needy, so to speak.
Talking universal design with TWD, Design, Build, Remodeling.